And now, Paul Meacham, Jr.
Does Ephesians 4 and verse 5 teach us that there is only one baptism, or does it mean that the baptism that we get is one in Jesus alone? What about the baptism of the Holy Spirit and the baptism of fire in Matthew chapter 3 and verse 11? Well, let's read the two verses that are asked about here, and then we will actually answer the question. The first question, or the first verse rather, that we read comes from Ephesians 4 and verse 5 that was referenced. It simply says, there is one Lord, one faith, one baptism. Now, does this mean that these are all that exist? Or is Paul trying to teach us something else? Well, it's not true that there is only one Lord. Now, listen very carefully. I don't want there to be a misunderstanding. I'm not saying that there is more than one Christ, that there is more than one who died for us, for the Bible says that there is only one, that He made that sacrifice for us, and that it was made only one time. In fact, in seven different times in the book of Hebrews, we are taught that. What I am saying is that there are many to whom men bow down. There are many who are called Lord. There are many who are called upon as though they were Lord. But that still doesn't change the fact that the Bible says there is one Lord. There is only one who can save us, and that is Jesus the Christ. That is why in John 14 He said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. It isn't that others don't claim to be what He is. It is true, however, that He is the only one. It also said there is one faith. Well, that's not true in the sense that only one faith exists. For there are men who have followed thousands of different faiths. Therefore, we see that there are many others that men try to substitute. However, there's only one faith that brings salvation. There's only one system or body of belief that will bring us to God. And therefore, there is one faith. It then says there is one baptism. Now, the person asked specifically about Matthew chapter 3 and verse 11. So let's read that particular passage. Here he says, I indeed baptize you with water. This is John the baptizer, John the immerser, who is speaking to us. He said, He baptized with water unto repentance. But he that cometh after me is mightier than I, whose shoes I am not worthy to bear. He shall baptize you with the Holy Ghost and with fire. We see three distinct baptisms mentioned here. What then does Paul mean in Ephesians chapter 4 when he says there is one baptism? Just as he meant with one Lord and with one faith, he's talking about one baptism that can bring salvation to mankind. Well, what are these other two baptisms mentioned here in Matthew chapter 3? The first is the baptism of the Holy Spirit. This is administered by and was promised by Jesus the Christ to His apostles. This was fulfilled in Acts chapter 2, where Jesus baptized them in the Holy Spirit, giving them the ability to work miracles and the ability to lay their hands on people and pass on those spiritual gifts. Others who had received the Holy Spirit by the laying on of the hands of the apostles could work miracles but could not pass it on to others. They had this special measure, this baptismal measure of the Holy Spirit. So God fulfilled that promise, and that baptism is in the past. The other baptism mentioned is the baptism of fire. That baptism is yet in the future. For it is in the future, at the day of judgment, where God will administer this baptism, and none of us wants to partake in it. For this is the baptism that separates the wheat from the chaff and burns up the chaff. We do not want to fall prey to this. There is one baptism, baptism in water, for the forgiveness of our sins, calling upon the name of the Lord, Acts 22 and verse 16. This is the baptism that brings salvation today. I hope you'll find that answer helpful. I'm sorry, that baptism in water for the forgiveness of our sins, calling upon the name of the Lord, Acts 22 and verse 16. This is the baptism that brings salvation today. I hope you'll find that answer helpful.